Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday. I'm going to cover it more in the next hour along with election fraud news. U.S. central banks may have less than half the gold they claim to possess in their vaults, charges the watchdog group in an ad scheduled for publication in the Wall Street Journal this week. And we have the head of GATA, the chairman, William J. Murphy III. WorldNet Daily reported on the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. GATA claims the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury are surreptitiously manipulating the country's gold reserves by participating in undisclosed leases, according to an advance copy of the report to be running in Thursday's edition of the Journal. In fact, we have a copy of that ad. I need Watson to do a story on that, or Steve Watson, maybe Aaron Dykes, maybe Kurt Nemo. Somebody needs to do one on that. We're also going to do one on what Corsi's about to cover with us. GATA believes much of the borrowed gold out of the lease will never be returned to the central banks. And again, they do that. They transfer and sell gold way under what it's actually valued as, one of their tricks, so that's then seen on the markets globally as gold going down to artificially suppress it, though it's not working too well now. GATA believes much of the borrowed gold out of the lease will never be returned to the central banks. With the demand for gold so strong worldwide, it's become impossible to return much of the leased gold without driving the price to the moon, said GATS chairman. And we got him coming on tomorrow. Dr. Corsi's coming up in a little while. Let's go to your calls right now. Let's talk to Justin in Washington. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Alex Jones.
Hi.
Since the spring of last year, I've been having mental problems about me being the Antichrist.
Thanks for the call. We're getting prank calls today. That happens. They do it together in mass sometimes. I really appreciate you, man. Take care. Let's go ahead and take another call, see if it's his buddy. The last two have been the same deal. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi there, Alex. Hey, I wanted to congratulate you once again on an excellent job on Coast to Coast last Friday. Boy, talk about wall-to-wall information. And I just wanted to also mention where you talked about the scriptures being fulfilled about the 10 kingdoms that are being built, of which, of course, NAFTA is one of them.
Well, Nori brought up, you know, is this the Antichrist? And I made the point that, well, the Club of Rome said 10 financial kingdoms. I mean, they're following it. Whether you believe in it or not, these guys do.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they are, and they do call them kingdoms. I remember reading a book called En Route to Global Occupation by Gary Kaa, and he had a map in there of a reproduction of a map from the Club of Rome that they had drawn up back in the 70s showing the world broken down.
Sir, we went to UT and got their official handouts. I mean, we have the official stuff from the 60s where they said they were going to use global warming for a global carbon tax on humans. It's all eugenics.
I say, wow, I didn't know UT had it. Okay. But anyway, yesterday...
No, I mean, these are official... This is not secret. This is official Club of Rome stuff.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's true. You just got to know where to look to get their official documents. That's certainly true. But yesterday you had mentioned that this is not really a religious program, and I just wanted to encourage you, don't apologize for talking about the living God, because...
You know, I don't, but at the same time, I'm not going to get into 1,000 different sectarian groups fighting with each other about how they've all got their... You know, I'm here to cover news, information... I don't hide the fact that I'm a Christian. I talk about it. And we even have pastors on from time to time. So I resent the statement that I'm hiding something. This is not a religious broadcast. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel like I was resenting it or anything. I just wanted to mention that because some of us are praying for your physical safety and the safety of your employees down there and everything, because
Well, I don't want to cut you off. Stay there, and then Dr. Corsi's coming up. Look, I mean, this is a Christian radio show. I mean, I believe in Christ. Okay, but this is a news program. That's all.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Big news up on PrisonPlanet.com. Hey, I know a big shot in the media, Dr. Jerome Corsi, multi-time New York Times best-selling author. He, of course, swift-boated John Kerry. But now he's been critical of Bush. He's got the best-selling book, over 100,000 copies sold. That's the late, great USA. They couldn't even keep it in print, but we've got some right now at the bookstore at InfoWars.com. The late, great USA, the definitive work on the North American Union and the destruction of the United States. I really like Dr. Corsi because he's a very intelligent, worked in finances, worked in stockbroking, worked at the highest levels. He also, of course, has a degree in political science, and he fights the New World Order. He exposes the North American Union, and he started looking into 9/11 a couple years ago, and it's taken him that long to research it, and now he's getting ready to come out with some stories about 9/11, and so we'll talk to him about that in a few minutes here as well. And that's what I really respect about him is that he isn't afraid to go anywhere, and that's why we're excited to have him on. But he's on today because I saw this yesterday and knew it was big, and we just now got the chairman of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee We just got him on the phone today. He's going to be joining us tomorrow. But Dr. Corsi already got a hold of him. And we've interviewed the chairman before. This group has sued different central banks and private banks. They have all these different scams they run. And Dr. Corsi has a unique perspective to analyze this because of his background covering this and working on it. And so people are saying manipulating the gold price, why does that matter? Well, it gets into how we have this managed economy. And also, where is our gold? Where's the gold in Fort Knox? So Dr. Corsi's got a story on WorldNet Daily. Half of gold in central banks gone? Question mark. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, always a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you. The story, I got into the story, you know, when I found out the Wall Street Journal was going to publish on Thursday this week a half-page ad, full-color half-page ad from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, that caught my attention. Because the Wall Street Journal is not going to publish any ad from a fringe group where they can't validate the claims, at least to know the claims are not wild and, you know, absolutely insane. So I called up, I tracked down this Jovanka Wallner at the Wall Street Journal. She's an advertising sales rep, and she confirmed to me the ad is going to be run, and moreover, that the Wall Street Journal's lawyers have reviewed the ad, and they've given it their blessing. It's okay to run it. So that got me deeply into the story, and that's when I got in touch with Bill Murphy, who is the chairman of GATA, or the Gold Antitrust Action Committee.
And by the way, they make you prove everything in the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal when you buy one of these full-page $300,000 spreads. That's the point Dr. Corsi's making.
That's
there.
Right. They're going to spend $264,000 to run this one-day full-page in the national edition of the Wall Street Journal. But even if they had $250,000 they wanted to spend, that's not good enough for the Wall Street Journal. The lawyers have to confirm that what you want to run is valid. It's got to have some truth to it or they won't run it, even being willing to pay them that much money. So that's what caught my attention. If the Wall Street Journal was willing to publish the ad, there had to be something to it. And as I got in touch with Bill Murphy, the fundamental claim is that the central banks of the world, including the Federal Reserve, in conjunction with the Treasury, have been for years, back since Greenspan, involved in the gold market, making transactions to depress the price of gold to buoy up the fiat dollar.
By the way, Greenspan was an Ayn Rand publisher. He wrote a book with her and was even anti-Federal Reserve and a top gold expert with his firm on Wall Street. That's why they chose him. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. And he's written some very interesting things about gold. Now, what specifically they're doing, this is the scam, as it were, that most people know nothing about, it, and that is that the central banks for decades have been leasing their gold. Now, what this means is that there's a London bullion exchange. And bullion banks, there's about 100 of them in the world. I link to them. They're all listed on the London Bullion Exchange website. So J.P. Morgan being one, or Citibank. Citibank comes to the Fed, and they get a contract that's never disclosed to lease gold from the Fed. So the Fed says, okay, here, you take this amount of gold out of the Treasury. You've leased it. And then the bullion bank takes that gold into the gold market, and they sell it to, say, a commercial user, somebody who wants to make jewelry, or they want to make watches, or they want to make computer circuits, whatever they want gold for. By dumping gold on the world market through these leases, the central banks, and the gold actually leaves the central banks. The central banks are able to depress the price of gold because they can match the demand, which is increasing worldwide, with the supplies out of their own vaults. Now, the sleight of hand here is that since the gold is technically leased, the Fed and the other central banks in Europe do not have to report that the gold is gone. They continue to report that it is in their reserves, even though the gold is physically left. And the problem is that, you know, whether that gold ever returns or not, we're never going to know. And with gold increasing in prices, now over $900 an ounce, it's conceivable and argued that a lot of these gold contracts are not being repaid.
Also, what happens, and Gat's taken them to court on this and gotten documents on it from some of the big private banks they've sued, that they will then go in with the central bank and the treasuries that control these gold reserves, not just here, but in England and Germany, France, Japan, other places. They will go in, and then they will get to lease the gold at way under what spot is. That is then shows up on the world market at a lower price, so it drives down prices. That's
exactly
how they also suppress. They can also then get it at lower prices and then leverage it out with fractional reserve banking 10 times.
Exactly. And they also swap gold back and forth, which makes it even harder to track, so that the Federal Reserve and the central bank in Europe might swap gold, and then the Federal Reserve leases out the European gold, which is kind of a double ability to keep it both on the ledgers of the central bank in Europe and on our ledgers.
And they ping-pong it, according to the chairman of the group we've got on tomorrow that you're reporting on, they ping-pong it back and forth, so it's never even really moving, but it shows artificially. I want to make this clear to people, as gold being sold at reduced prices, again, rigging the market.
Well, and yes, and if you look now at the financial statements of the KPMG audits them, and the Treasury or the U.S. Mint statements, the line item says U.S. reserves or custodial gold, and it also includes swaps. So the truth is, even if you saw the physical gold in Fort Knox, you wouldn't know who that gold belonged to, because you wouldn't know how it was encumbered by various of these derivative transactions like swaps or leases or something else.
But they won't physically let you in to see the gold, and Congress hasn't been able to have an audit since the 50s. Break that down.
Well, because the gold is actually being shipped out on these leases. It's still being kept in the reserves on paper. But when it's sent to the gold bullion bank and sold, it leaves the treasury and goes to the commercial buyer. That's how they increase the supply to meet the demand. It's physically coming out of the central banks. And I'm sure listeners have known, I remember going back even 10 years ago, you could be in Europe and you could go to gold dealers and buy gold coins that were coming out of the central banks. They were selling gold at that time 10 years ago in Europe. And it's all through these leases through the gold bullion market, with the promise that whoever ultimately gets the gold is going to, at some future date, replace the gold to end the lease.
Now, why should this be important for the average person out there? Explain, Dr. Corsi, you've got a financial background, on how this ties into the larger economic system.
Well, there's several issues. First of all, we all think, once we don't have gold-backed currencies anymore. They're all fiat currencies. So the central banks figured out they don't need to keep the gold. And here the American people are saying we've got this U.S. reserve as gold, and it's in Fort Knox, and it's secure, and it's not going anywhere. And we've been lied to, because the Treasury's been manipulating it now for two or three decades.
Well, this is how the goldsmiths 300 years ago got their power that let them leverage their way into controlling Europe, is they would put out receipts on people's gold holdings, and they would leverage out 10, 20, 30 times actual holdings. So this isn't some new trick they just learned.
No, it's an old trick reinvented. And it artificially, if it weren't for this gold manipulation, you might have gold today at $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce. And that might be the natural price of gold. But in a manipulated market, there is no natural price.
But the news is, even with all their manipulation, when the Chinese 2 years ago was legalized to privately own gold, they have driven demand up. Now demand's accelerating worldwide. What are they going to do from your analysis, Dr. Corsi?
Well, the question is whether or not they've run out of their game, their ability to manipulate the gold. What are they going to do next? I mean, one critical question here is the price of gold now increasing to such a level that this game is over and that we're going to see a continual rise of the price of gold? Also, the dollar is tanking, which is, what you'd expect as the price of gold is not able to be suppressed anymore. The dollar is depressing in value. Now, I've argued that this is, again, a manipulation. This may all be manipulated in order to force the scenario where we say the dollar is at such a low value, we'll have to move into a North American market and create the Ibero in order to compete on an equal basis with Europe.
Which the CFR last week in a policy paper publicly said they wanted, and which the globalists have been saying for 30 years, and now we have pundits on MSNBC and other places talking about it.
That's right. It's being much more openly talked about. The Council of Foreign Relations, Ben Steele, just published a paper a few months ago saying we need to move beyond national currencies, and this current manipulation could easily be designed to tank the dollar and to move into a new regional currency.
Stay there. Let's talk about what the repercussions of this are and where you see it unfolding, how it's going to develop with Dr. Corsi. We're also going to talk about his new investigation of 9/11. Stay with us. I'm going to leave you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Look out your window, baby, and I've seen you like to catch. The bandit saying Dixie, the man got his hand out fist. Cutting the fuller, cutting the local breeze.
We're back live with Dr. Jerome Corsi. I'd like to get him up for a full hour in the near future. I want to get into election fraud and more on the economy in the next segment. Doc, wrapping it up, I mean, this is a big deal. They've been suing him. They've been having successes. This consortium is made up of a bunch of big oil, gold mining companies. They're tired of the manipulation that they've been under, where they drive down the price of gold so low they can't even extract it. Then the big central banks come in and buy up the gold companies. The elite are obsessed with gold. Why are they obsessed with gold?
Well, it's just a natural standard of value. I mean, since ancient times, gold has been something people have wanted and have been willing to exchange goods for. So gold is a fundamental money. And if you control gold, you know, you control the fundamental root of money. What we've got now is a fiat money, and you can't have a fiat money if you don't control gold, because you've got to keep gold suppressed in price and relatively worthless, or people are going to dump their fiat money. I mean, you know, look, it costs today, you know, we're going in, we say there's no inflation, but we're spending over $3 for gasoline. Go see what $100 will buy in a grocery store. Doesn't buy very much. People are getting to the point where they're saying this money is worthless, and that's intentionally being contrived.
Well, doctor, let's shift gears. Let's just shift gears, and maybe I'll hold you over to the next segment on the 9/11 thing if you can. I don't know if you have time.
Sure, I can do that.
But I mean, let's take Austin, Texas. I went to a restaurant last night at 11 o'clock where, you know, I go every few months when I've been working late. The place is always jam-packed and full. It was empty. Driving home, I was looking at other restaurants, late-night restaurants. They were empty. The billboards don't have, things up on them all over the state of Texas, around the country. Everybody's running out of money. Everybody I talk to in different businesses says things are really getting bad. And the media is saying we might be going into a recession when we've really been in one for over a year. I mean, all the on-the-ground economic things I see is that stuff is shutting down.
The economy is clearly shutting down. We're going into a deep recession. This is not going to be a minor recession, and this is an asset crisis. It's not a liquidity crisis. The Fed's not going to solve this by sending out, you know, lowering rates, and this plan to send everybody a refund check. If they'd send the jobs that they sent to China back with that refund check, it might make a difference. But if they can't do that, one-time refund check is just a Band-Aid. It's not going to help anything fundamentally. We're into a recession, and we're into a recession that's going to be accompanied by very severe inflation. So people are going to be squeezed even more to provide for the basics of food, gasoline, at a time when they're, you know, can't sell their houses because their houses are going down in value. So they can't sell their houses and bail out of their mortgages or the loans they've taken against their equity in their houses. People are trapped in their houses if they're not going to lose them. And everybody's going to feel economically squeezed under this crisis. It's the precondition for saying we have to have a North American union, North American market, in order to compete with Europe and solve this problem. We would never give up the dollar if the dollar were strong. And a condition of making the dollar weak is to increase the price of gold and to weaken the dollar simultaneously.
And there's no doubt your analysis and others mesh together. Dr. Roberts, Joseph Stiglitz, the elite is creating a global collapse so the big central banks can consolidate the sub-lending agencies and other organizations. The elite openly loosened up massively on regulations, let liquidity flow. Then the Bilderberg Group 3 years ago began, and we reported this on air, an attempt using the media to pop the real estate bubble. They then cut off liquidity 5 months ago, and that they are obviously orchestrating this. A, comment on that. B, where do you see this going?
It's a manipulated economy. There's no question about this. This is a manipulated crisis. It goes back to Greenspan artificially holding rates 2003 and 2004 at 1%. Now we're into another phase of this crisis where the dollar is tanking, where you're seeing gold increase in value, and it's being manipulated again. The outcome of this is to say we need a North American market. We ultimately need a transatlantic union between a European union and a North American union. And the globalists, the multinational corporations, are going to run to the finish line as open and as naked as they've ever been, because they're close to finishing this up, and they're going to go for it right now.
Stay there. You did a story a few weeks ago about how they're already merging the European and American Union. It's in my film Endgame, when they openly had press conferences, but they'll even tell you there's not even a move towards an NAU as they're already merging. and, quote, integrating the economic systems of Europe and North America. I mean, we are so far down the road on this. How long can they just say it doesn't exist? A few more minutes with Dr. Corsi on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowegi.com. That's S-A-C-R-O-W-E-G-G-Y.com.
Final segment with Dr. Corsi, then I want to get into election fraud and a lot more. Dr. Corsi, finishing up with the economy, I mean, their own IMF World Bank documents, I'm like a parrot repeating this, in 2002 stated they do this on purpose worldwide. These are predatory groups. They've bought off governments. They're able to issue currency, credit, liquidity out of nothing. We've all grown up in a controlled system, but now they've gotten so greedy. They want everything. They're destroying our name, destroying our currency. What can we do, in your opinion, to turn this around? I mean, I'm saying know who to blame, expose that it's staged, expose that it's engineered, expose they say that they're going to create a crisis, suck off of us, consolidate, and then use the crisis, pose as saviors, and claim that dollarization, they're going to not call it North American Union, they've stated dollarization, oh, we're going to dollarize, and we're going to pool all these different countries. under the dollar, and then that'll boost it against the euro, and then they're going to have currency fights there, and then, oh, we've got to stabilize it globally. This is the Trilateral Commission documents from the 70s. They're following an ancient plan.
Well, and I think to answer what we can do, I think it's not only getting informed about it, but it's pressing it, even if it's on a grassroots level, even if it's the state legislators and the congressmen. The congressmen have to run every 2 years. Focus on them. The senators are largely lost cases. I mean, they're not going to pay attention, and they're probably pretty deep in the pockets of the multinational corporations that are funding their campaigns anyway. But I think it's a case that this is going to take a grassroots saying, no, we're not going to do this anymore. And it's coming to that, Alex. It's coming to a crisis. When the economic crisis hits, as hard as I think it's going to hit, people are going to be so upset they're not going to take answers that are, you know, the kind of answers of denial. No, this is not going on. Don't worry about the man behind the curtain, which is the answers that we've been getting. I don't think people are going to put up with that anymore.
And well, I mean, if we've already got national television and a national financial hosts like Jim Cramer saying it's private, it's horrible, it's scamming us, it's doing this on purpose. They're reportedly going to cut the basis points 25 to 50 points tomorrow. I mean, the dollar.
They're trying to fix it with another Fed cut. But the Fed cut isn't going to do it because this is not liquidity. This is not a liquidity problem. The only ones who are winning in this right now are the multinational corporations and, you know, the Middle Eastern countries. With their huge sovereign wealth funds, are also buying gold, and China, with its huge, you know, foreign exchange reserves from our balance of trade imbalances, are remilitarizing, and the Soviet, you know, the ex-Soviet Union is doing just fine. Putin's got a huge supply of oil and natural gas, which he knows is deep earth in nature. He's, you know, our geologists told Russia at the end of World War II they didn't have any oil and natural gas. Well, you know, they compete to be first or second producer in the world right now. Putin knows that that's an economic resource, and he's going to use it.
Well, it's also a documented fact that just on the north slope of Alaska, there's as much oil as there is in Saudi Arabia.
No question about
it. But they will not allow it to be exported or brought to the U.S. because they want to work with the Arabs in that cartel because a monopoly makes more money.
Well, and I think, you know, we've just got to press these things to hopefully break. When people are such economic distress as they're going to be in, I don't think they're going to stand for seeing the politicians like, here's the Clintons. How did Hillary Clinton get to be a multimillionaire in her Senate salary? Here's George Bush. He's going to retire out of the White House and go join his father on the ex-president's famous speaking tour and start collecting fees from Dubai. I think we're going to sometime realize that our top politicians are traitors to the United States for the opportunity to enrich their own pockets at our expense. I think the American people are going to finally have had enough of that. I don't think these schemes can last forever with the people not finally waking up to markets are manipulated, and they're being manipulated by the central banks with the, you know, advice and consent of the multinational corporation whose agenda they're implementing.
Dr. Corsi has written multiple best-selling books. The newest is, of course, The Late Great USA. It's available at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Discounted, by the way, but you can also buy it in bookstores all across the country and the world. I hope you get the book. I know a lot of you are already awake, but your father, your mother, your son, your daughter, your neighbor, your police chief, your sheriff, your pastor, your rabbi, your whatever is not awake. You need to give them this book. It's full of documents, a very easy read, very well done. Again, available at Infowars.com. In closing, Dr. Corsi, 9/11, you said you've been investigating it. You've been investigating it for over a year now. You say you're really starting to question the official story. This is a big deal because you're very respected in the conservative community out there and of course, wider than that. Tell us why you smell a rat.
Well, I'm going to come out with a story I think is going to be earth-shaking, and that is from Stephen Jones, the physicist from BYU who's been dismissed. Well, he's now gotten samples of the World Trade Center dust, and he's done a spectrographic analysis of it and also analysis under electron microscopes. And he's demonstrated that the dust has formed these spheres, these iron spheres, together with aluminum and silicate spheres, that can only be formed under extremely high temperatures. And I know enough about the science to know he's right. The fire from jet fuel does not burn hot enough to produce the physical evidence that he's produced. Now, that means that the government's official explanation that the, you know, the building collapse occurred from the weakening of the iron from the jet fuel fire, fine, but it does not explain why we have these spheres, microscopic spheres, in the dust that indicate the temperatures were much higher than a jet fuel could ever have created. So when you've got science that the hypothesis doesn't explain, evidence, then the hypothesis doesn't stand anymore. It doesn't mean there's a new hypothesis you validated. It just means the government's explanation of the jet fuel fire is not a sufficient explanation to explain the evidence of these spheres, these microscopic spheres that Stephen Jones has detected and proved exist within WTC dust. And
we also have
validated by the U.S. Geological Service.
Yes, with the sulfidation of the beams. We also have them cut in one story and two story neat little pieces with these 45 degree angle slices.
See, to me, Alex, what's so damaging here is that there's scientific evidence in the dust of the World Trade Center debris that could not be produced by the heat of the fire.
Yeah.
That the official explanation says is the cause.
What about the video from all the different newscasts, too, of this?
Got them all. All those things
are
going to be
those
are next steps. See, in attacking these things, first, scientifically, I say to the 9/11 Commission, what's your hypothesis? And they say, jet fuel fire caused the steel to melt. And I'm saying, well, okay, fine. Then I look at this dust, and I say, here's spheres in here. Now, these spheres, microscopic spheres, from molybdenum spheres, iron oxide spheres, they cannot be produced by a fire that burns at the temperature of jet fuel. So how do these get here? And there is no answer from the hypothesis from the official commission.
Yes,
which
Dr.
means
Corsi,
their hypothesis is wrong.
Dr. Corsi, actually, my film Terror Storm gets into this. I need you to send you.
Yes, I need to see that. I've seen your film Endgame, and I admire it. I've watched it several times.
Oh, I didn't know that. What did you think of Endgame?
I thought it was outstanding. As all your work is. I watch all your videos.
Well, I just appreciate you because you're highly respected, and you're also a pretty iconic Republican or conservative, and you coming out and questioning 9/11, but it is the science. There's also all the video, the firefighters.
I understand, and we can get to that. But see, for me, Alex, what really tips the scale is when you've got science that the conventional hypothesis doesn't explain. It's the same thing that got me to abiotic oil. I said, fine, I understand all your dinosaur stuff, but how did the oil get down so deep? And why is carbon-14 methane found on Titan? Were there dinosaurs up there, or do hydrogen and carbon get together on their own on Titan? Once you've got evidence, the conventional theory doesn't explain. The conventional theory is then disproven.
It's
no longer valid.
There's no doubt that they can find some coal fields that do have some biological coal shale.
Yes, but they can't produce that produced the coal.
I was about to add that there is no doubt that oil is being naturally produced within the earth.
Being naturally produced in the earth. You've got carbon-14 methane bubbling up out of the great crack in the center of the Atlantic Ocean. And we finally have the technology to go down there and determine that it's carbon-14. Carbon-14 is the isotope of carbon that is not produced biologically.
Amazing. You know, I got to have you back up sometime just to talk about that because I know you're
sure.
An expert on it and have written about it.
The point here is once you've got scientific evidence, like in 9/11, that the conventional hypothesis can't explain, it's time to throw out the conventional hypothesis.
Okay, well, let's get past you being scientific here and just looking at that and saying, you know, something stinks. With people like you starting to question 9/11 with the science, boy, that's really going to...
That's what rattles the cage. If I can say on the science, this conventional hypothesis of the jet fuel fire doesn't hold, now the 9/11 Commission's got a problem.
Well, it's real simple. You got women waving their shirts, begging for rescue, 5 feet from giant columns that suddenly snap and explode.
Well, that's right. There's no heat there.
How did the fire not burn her? How is it not burning these people, but it's burning giant four-foot-around columns?
I just think that this microscopic spheres evidence that Stephen Jones now has proven, has got pictures of, has measured, disprove that the fire was able to produce what we see in the evidence. That's critical. It's so critical that, you know, the first thing scientifically, remember, as a PhD from Harvard, I was trained in the scientific method. The first thing you do is set up a null hypothesis and find out if you can disprove the, you know, if you can find something to reject the null hypothesis. It doesn't mean you've got a new hypothesis that's better. Means that hypothesis doesn't work.
Gotcha. Dr. Corsi, thanks for spending time with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
Take care. All right. We'll definitely have him back up. We haven't had him on in a while, and he's just a great guest. Yeah, he's going to start more and more going public on 9/11. I told you that about a year ago. People couldn't believe it. And now you're going to see this whole thing start to collapse because it's not just Corsi. When we have the firemen running and the police saying, get back, they're going to blow up 7 with a countdown on video, it's over. The government blew it up, period. And it's all going to come out, so you just rest assured, New World Order. Okay, I want to get into this top story that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. It is the entire top of the page. It is huge news, and that is dealing with election fraud. But I ended up holding Corsi over longer with his financial news. Gold is at, what, 927 right now? Last time I checked, 30 minutes ago, I mean, that's an all-time high. 850 was the previous record. And I just, the public is not in the position. You're not acclimated. You're not habituated. Even people that know what's happening with the dollar. I mean, I talk to people. My friend, somebody, his buddy got a big inheritance, and he's not buying any gold with it. He is just going to run out and buy some overpriced New York real estate, a house. When it's all in free fall, even in Manhattan, it's going down. When gold is up, Ted Anderson, how much is gold up just in the last year?
Well, in the last year, we're at about 680 here, just about a year ago, and now we're at 924, so that's pretty close to $300 an ounce.
And what was its low, like 315 or something?
Yeah, $248. It hit a low of here about 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And
I didn't know it went that low.
Yeah, it was not there for very long. But
I thought I bought at the low at like 315, 320.
That certainly is low, Alex. To get that exact low in the marketplace, you never know when it's going to happen. So, but there was.
Well, unfortunately, I got like 10 coins then, but whatever. But hey, something's better than nothing. Ted, we don't have a lot of time here. I just want to tell people about a new special offer. I'm told that you were able to still keep the price at what you got some for a week or so ago. When is it going to go up? Is this the last time, because it just keeps going up, that they're going to be able to get it at a special price?
Well, there's two things that I have that are exactly the same price. I still have the silver dollar rolls at $400, even though silver's damn near $1,700. I'm sorry. Even though silver's almost at $17 an ounce. And the British sovereigns just edging up a little bit. Now they're at 253. The francs are at 203, so they just went over 200. The $5 commemoratives are still at 327. And that coin was the same price as it was when gold was at, we were looking at 800, and I think it was 880 an ounce here just a short time ago. So now we're at 925.
Well, I personally think the best deal is the sovereign and the franc. And the silver dollars, the commemorative's great as well. Ted, they need to call the brokers. Again, you're the guy that owns Genesis and also owns Midas Resources. It's all in the same building there, and it's just a fabulous deal for the listeners. Give them the number.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. The gold market is hot as a pistol, so is the silver market. Now's the time to get involved, Alex. I mean, if there's ever a time that you can get involved with the precious metals, just watch the dollar melt away. Anybody that's sitting with currency in their portfolio, you're just asking, you know, you might as well just burn it up.
Hey, I'm to the point of I may have to go pull the meager amount that I've got in college funds because the cash is just being devalued down to nothing. I was trying to be diversified, but I'm in the position of not having too many assets, so it's not a problem. I just wonder what it's like for folks that really do have a lot of capital and have just never bought gold, never physically held metals. They just don't understand it. They are really losing out here. I've been telling people to buy gold since it was $315 an ounce. I guess it was 200 and something then. I just didn't notice that. But, I mean, folks, 800-686-2237. Gold should be at about $2,300 for 1980, last high dollar value. They're saying silver should be at about $100 an ounce. So it's still, it has not moved yet.
And, Alex, you got to remember, we were not facing the economic crises then that we are today. The dollar is falling because of the economic crisis, the situation we have. We were a superpower at that time, and the United States dollar was the world currency. We dominated then. We don't have that now. That you're talking $2,300 today if it was just valued at the same price as it was in 1980. And 1980 was a cakewalk in comparison to what
Saying the central banks may not be able to suppress it, and that looks like what's happening. Ted, give them the number again.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. If you're in anything that has to do with paper, you should be frightened. There's no question about it that you should be taking a look at what you can do to get out of it. Get the heck away from the banks. Get away from the stock market. Get yourself some precious metals because that stuff is money and it has been for over 6,000 years.
There are polite brokers, great brokers, educated brokers there to take your order or take your question right now. These four deals he just offered, you cannot beat them. 800-686-2237. Here's the number, 1-800-686-2237. Give him a call right now. Ted, thanks for popping in.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
We'll come back with the election fraud news. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphasia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Gold's actually gone above 9:30 today. Excuse me.
There must be some kind of way out of here,
said the Joker.
Say the Joker to the thief. too much confusion.
Harris calls for resignations and New Hampshire recount fiasco. I'm asking you to get this story out everywhere. I'm asking other talk shows to cover this and talk about it. You don't have to plug me. You can take the material and put your name on it. I don't care. I want to stop the election fraud. I don't want to go into martial law. So just please cover this. Other networks, please cover this. Other, everybody, listeners, help me get this out to everybody. Harris calls for resignations in New Hampshire recount fiasco. Get Bev Harris on. Vote fraud expert, convinced chain of custody is corrupt, says criminal enterprise is at work. Fresh from her confrontations in New Hampshire, during which public officials were grilled about slapdash chain of custody and ballot box tampering issues, Bev Harris told Alex Jones Show that a criminal enterprise is running the primary recount and has called for Secretary of State William Gardner to resign and his assistant to be fired. Harris was fundamental in vetting the production of the HBO special Hacking Democracy and contributed towards bringing charges against the vote fraudsters who were convicted, I would add, Paul, who cheated in the Ohio 2004 system. Harris traveled to New Hampshire personally to discover for herself the disgraceful lapses in chain of custody and the memory cards and ballot boxes used in the recent primary. Harris is featured in the video below asking public officials about slits in ballot boxes as they bizarrely deny that the slits are big enough to allow tampering, amongst a myriad of other disturbing questions in chain of custody. Follow-up questions are frowned upon, and one official calls security to have Harris removed. Following Republican candidate Albert Howard's attempts to oversee the recount, Harris said, "I knew that somebody needed to get to New Hampshire and protect or find out what they were doing with the chain of custody of the ballots. New Hampshire has the memory cards for 81% of the votes counted by this one company. We found there was a convicted felon involved in that. That's why I wanted to see what the chain of custody was." After hooking up with other vote fraud experts, Harris confronted public officials and asked pointed questions about the chain of custody. The problem was, and it goes on, was there either not getting answers or we were getting bizarre answers. And then he goes into the quotes of her about having to chase the ballot van at over 90 miles an hour, catching it, trying to lose them down a road and meeting some other Jeep and then running and very suspiciously getting the ballot boxes in there, seeing the ballot boxes be put on the vans, being picked up clean, getting off the vans, torn open, ripped open, slits in them, not locking it in the vault, putting it in the common area in the government building, saying they weren't going to lock her in the vault, on and on and on. For Bev Harris to come out and say, to use the term, that this was a criminal enterprise, I mean, this is just huge. It's a long article. We need to get this out to everybody up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's the total top of the page. You can't miss it. Harris calls for resignations in New Hampshire recount fiasco. So this is important because we can point out that it's a fraud. See, we went and did the recount, and now we're showing that indeed they're covering up something. They're acting very suspiciously. Things have been tampered with. This is an organized criminal enterprise, in her words. A criminal recount. This is big news. It's up to us to get this out because it's bigger than just Ron Paul now. It's about our electoral voting process and exposing that it's been compromised. I didn't get through most of the article. Again, it's a brand new article up on PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of important information was covered in the first hour. We'll be right back after this break at the streams at InfoWars.com, and we'll see you back live tomorrow. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Derek.